Number 1.
Brian, I didn't see you in Chinese class yesterday. We had to hand in our class projects. What happened?
Well, my grandfather had to go to the hospital suddenly.
I'm sorry to hear that. How's he doing now?
The doctor says he's going to be okay. He just needs to get some rest.
Question. Why didn't Brian attend class? Number 2.
Excuse me, I think I've been given the wrong seat.
Let me see. Well, your ticket says 33A.
But this is a window seat. When I checked in, I asked for an aisle seat.
Oh, I'm so sorry, sir. I'll check with some of the other passengers to see if someone will change seats with you.
Question. Where is this conversation taking place? Number 3.
Welcome to Broadway Used Books. How can I help you?
Hello. Are you buying used books at the moment? I have a box of mystery novels that I'd like to sell.
Well, we have more used books than we can sell right now. We probably won't be buying any more for a few months.
Oh, that's too bad. I guess I'll try somewhere else then.
Question. What does the man say about the bookstore? Number 4.
Hi, Brad. How was your first date with Angela?
Not so good, Mom. We went to a restaurant and then to a movie, but she didn't help me pay for anything.
I hope she at least thanked you.
No, not once. I don't think I'll be going out with her again.
Question. What is one reason Brad did not have a very good date? Number 5.
Kenny, did you enjoy your 3-day weekend away from the office?
Actually, I worked most of the weekend to finish my sales report for the meeting on Wednesday.
Didn't you hear? The meeting was moved to Friday.
What? If I'd known that, I would have taken my family to the beach.
Question. What does the woman tell Kenny? Number 6.
So, I'll see you at my party tomorrow evening, Leonard. Do you remember how to get to my house?
Not really, Bianca. I'll probably get lost. Could you tell me again?
I'll send you an email with a map when I get home from school tonight.
Thanks. I'm not very good at remembering directions.
Question. What will Bianca do tonight? Number 7.
Where do you want to eat tonight, honey? The Red Pelican or Minelli's Cafe?
Well, the Red Pelican has a live jazz band, but it's a lot more crowded. Minelli's Cafe isn't as nice, but it's easier to get a table.
Well, I'm really hungry. I don't feel like waiting a long time to eat.
Me neither. Let's go to Minelli's then.
Question. Why do the man and woman decide to go to Minelli's Cafe? Number 8.
Hello, Benson Painters.
Hi, this is Heidi Anderson. Your workers painted my fence today. After they left, I found a jacket and some gloves in my yard.
I see. One of our painters probably forgot them. I'll ask them and call you back shortly, Ms. Anderson. Thanks for telling us.
Okay, no problem.
Question. Why is Heidi Anderson calling the painting company? Number 9.
Hello?
Hi, this is Stefan calling. Is Lori there?
She's just gone to the store to get something for dinner. She shouldn't be too long. I'll have her call you when she gets home.
That's okay. I'm going out with my parents, so I'll call her when I get back.
Question. What will Stefan do when he gets back? Number 10.
Do you have these sandals in a size 8?
Yes, we do. Would you like to try them on? They'd really match that skirt you're wearing.
Okay, I'll try them. Could you also bring the 7.5? They might be a better fit.
Sure. I'll bring both sizes for you.
Question. What will the woman do next? Number 11.
This soup is delicious, Don. It's so good you could probably sell it.
Do you really think so, Anne? I've always dreamed of opening my own restaurant.
If the rest of the dishes you cook are this good, you might have a successful business on your hands.
Well, that's the problem. I only know how to make soup. I'd need to learn how to make a variety of dishes.
Question. What is one thing we learn about the man? Number 12.
Honey, we did the river tour yesterday. What should we do today?
Well, the Sherman Tower is the tallest building in New Bellingham. We could go see that. The weather doesn't look like it's going to be very nice, though.
Maybe we could just stay here at our hotel and order room service.
That's a good idea. We're here for another week, so there's plenty of time left for sightseeing.
Question. What do the man and woman decide to do today? Number 13.
You went to see the doctor today, didn't you, honey?
Yeah. He gave me the medicine I needed, so that's good. But I had to wait a really long time to see him.
I'm not surprised. That clinic is always busy.
Today it was even more crowded than usual.
Question. What was the man's problem? Number 14.
What do you think of my new haircut?
It looks great. When did you have it done?
A couple of days ago. I'm still getting used to it, but I think I like it.
That reminds me, I should go to the hairdresser soon myself.
Question. What did the man do a couple of days ago? Number 15.
Excuse me, I'd like to get a library card, please.
Certainly. I'll need some ID with a photograph and your address.
Oh, I don't have any ID with me now. I'll come back this afternoon with my driver's license.
That'll be fine. We're open until 6 o'clock.
Question. What is the woman's problem?